This afternoon, President Barack Obama signed legislation to increase the nation's borrowing authority and avert government default. Congress linked the debt ceiling increase to deficit reductions, but they will be only accomplished through spending cuts, not revenue increases. President Obama said that for future deficit reductions, to expect even more cuts, including to Medicare, in addition to higher taxes.
This compromise guarantees more than $2 trillion in deficit reduction. It's an important first step to ensuring that as a nation, we live within our means. Yet, it also allows us to keep making key investments in things like education and research that lead to new jobs and assures that we're not cutting too abruptly while the economy is still fragile. This is, however, just the first step. This compromise requires that both parties work together on a larger plan to cut the deficit, which is important for the long-term health of our economy. And since you can't close the deficit with just spending cuts, we'll need a balanced approach where everything's on the table. Yes, that means making some adjustments to protect healthcare programs like Medicare so they're there for future generations. It also means reforming our tax code so that the wealthiest Americans and biggest corporations pay their fair share. And it means getting rid of taxpayer subsidies to oil and gas companies and tax loopholes that help billionaires pay a lower tax rate than teachers and nurses.
Obama signed the bill without ceremony in the Oval Office this afternoon, about an hour after the Senate approved the debt deal, 74-26. Florida's Republican Senator Marco Rubio voted against the deal. Democrat Bill Nelson spoke on the floor of the Senate before he voted for the deal.
If we can get out of our ideological rigidity and out of our momentary excessive partisanship, then as the good book says, come let us reason together. And I think that that's what we've done.
The deal capped months of contentious and partisan debate. It includes an increase in the debt ceiling and promises of more than $2 trillion of budget cuts over the next decade.